In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the divine will as life, divine life. And this is something that is so beautiful. It's so amazing to listen to Jesus talk to us about this new beginning that's coming. A new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the world. And our Lord is really trying to get us ready for this new day. And it's really exciting. Everything that's happening in the world, God is winning. And it might not seem like that, you know, in each of our situations, but each of us are going through a battle, a war. The evil one wants to destroy us, and God wants us to have this divine life. So he says in volume 11, June 12th, 1913, "Now, since the only thing left to you is the opportunity of uniting and identifying yourself with me, you take everything from me." So here Jesus is teaching Louisa how to begin to live this abundant life. "Now, the only thing left to you," he says, "is to unite yourself and identify yourself with Jesus. And that everything that we need, we take from him." And this is what prayer is about. Prayer is to fall in love with God. Prayer is to trust in him so much that when an impossible situation occurs, God is going to be there. And with an impossible situation, God is going to take care of his children. And this is the trust that we have to have. So uniting, identifying ourselves with Jesus and taking everything from Jesus. There is nothing that we need that's separated from Jesus. And so he's asking us to come to him in complete humility. I can't do it. God has to do it. And this surrender, this docility, this submission that he's looking for in each and every one of us is to let him be God. I can do it my way. That's the human way. The other human way, God helps those who help themselves. That's human. That was written by Benjamin Franklin. It's not in the Bible. God helps those who help themselves. No, what we do is we turn to our Savior. We turn to our Master, our King, our God, our Lord, our Savior. We turn to him and we say, "Jesus, I trust that you're gonna help me do this because I can't do it." So Jesus says, "Unable to do any good by yourself, with me," Jesus says, "you become good at everything, because desiring and wanting a good produces a divine strength in the soul, which makes the soul grow and which settles the soul in the divine life." So this human life that we have is, it's good, but God wants more. You know, we've been redeemed by Jesus and Mary on Calvary with Jesus and Christ crucified. And what's so wonderful is, now we can be open to sanctification. Now the saints became saints by doing the will of God. And again, this is what we learned from the last 2000 years of reading about the saints, learning our dogma and our doctrine, learning even from the private devotion, the private revelation of saints. Sacred Heart of Jesus, private devotion, private revelation. Divine Mercy, private devotion, private revelation. The rosary, the scapular, almost everything that we have that nurtures our faith. Wearing the scapular is very important, because that's one of the three things that Our Lady asked through private revelation. I know a number of people, when they hear about Louisa, "Oh, that's private revelation." You know, it's like, well, we get a lot of things from private revelation, and it helps us become more rounded, if you want to say, more completed. knowing the Sacred Heart of Jesus, knowing the Immaculate Heart of Mary, knowing about the Holy Rosary, knowing about the scapular, this wisdom that God gives us through his private revelations are important. Now, they should be approved by the church. There are some private revelations that are not of God, and we have to wait until the church says yes. And with Luisa, the church has said yes. She's a servant of God. And then when you, and her writings have been approved by St. Honorable de Francia, volume 1 through volume 19. We're waiting for the Archbishop to translate all the writings with Luisa to approved writings. So that is not, it's not that it's unapproved. It's there are certain things that, like with Divine Mercy, there were certain words that had to be changed. They had the same meaning, but different words to make it more understandable. With Luisa, Jesus says, you're not going to find one word that goes against dogma or doctrine. There's not going to find one word against going against the morals of the church. There's no heresy, Jesus says, in the writings. And then when we read, and this is why it is so good to have a good translator who knows both the Puglian dialect of Luisa and English. And each country, each nation, each language needs someone understanding the Puglian language, the dialect, the Italian dialect, and their own dialect. And then getting these words out so that it's more powerful. And if this is going to change the face of the earth, that's why when these writings came out in 1996, the whole world has changed. Everything has changed. We had a life that was basically in the dark, if you want to say. And now the light is coming. And so Jesus says, basically, he is doing this. So unable to do any good by yourself with me, Jesus, you become good at everything. Why? You become peaceful, joyful, and happy. You really begin to live heaven on earth, and you become good at not letting the world, the flesh, and the devil bother you, but to enter into that peace, the joy, the happiness of heaven. So he says, by desiring and wanting this good produces strength in the soul, which makes the soul grow, and which settles the soul in the divine life. So that's where we want to live. We want to live this divine life. And that's why when you do your prevenient act in the morning, the last thing you should be saying is, Lord, you want heaven on earth? I want heaven on earth. All that's around me is earthly things. I want now to live no longer earthly things, but divine things. I want to enter into this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So he says, by uniting and identifying the soul with me, and now he's first of all talking about Luisa. The soul, Luisa, unites with my mind, producing many lives of holy thoughts. Now think about that. So that the three powers, intellect, memory, and will, with the intellect, you unite yourself with the mind of Jesus. You begin to see things from a divine perspective. Human perspective is by the evil one is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. The evil one wants us to be afraid. God wants us to trust him. When we unite ourselves with Jesus, the first thing is we unite our mind with Jesus. That produces many lives. So each thought is living. Of holy thoughts, living. So the word is powerful. Jesus is the word. He's powerful. And he's the Lord. He's our Lord. He's our God. He's our Savior. He's our King. When you speak, speak holy things. Okay. When you think holy things. When you act, do holy things. So the holy thoughts in the minds of the creatures, as the soul unites with my eyes, she produces many lives of holy glances in the soul. The soul is doing this. The person is doing this with our minds, producing many holy thoughts. they become alive. When you curse, see, there's blessings and there's curses. When you curse, it's destruction. You were destroyed and they are destroyed. It's to fall into the hands of the evil one. When you bless, it's a blessing for us and for them. And that's why when Jesus says about the church will constantly speak the truth. The church will, what is bound on earth is bound in heaven. You know, somebody said, well, Louisa, somebody just told me the other day, now Louisa is approved. I said, not yet. She's approved. Yes. But to manifest this power of God, the church has to speak. The Pope has to speak, saying Louisa is a venerable. Louisa is blessed. When that happens, yes, what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. This is why we wait for the church. We there's nothing to be afraid of, but we know that God is going to, he says the gates of hell will not prevail, which means there's going to be a fight, a battle, a war inside the church and outside the church. And that's what we're experiencing. God is going to take care of this. So when you talk, say good things, holy things, saintly things, so that the thoughts of the human are entering into the thoughts of God, good and holy and saintly. That's the basic that way that we have to speak. Our words are essential. Our words that, now that doesn't mean that we're nice to everybody. We love everybody, but we have to speak the truth. We speak the truth in love, not in anger, not in vengeance, not in, you know, trying to destroy. But there's certain things like with a child, you have to say to the child, you know, you just don't, when you know, somebody, if a child gets a hammer and breaks something, you just don't laugh. You go, you know, now you have a responsibility, you know, you have a, this is not correct. And the church has already said, if you're in a country and you go against the country's rules, then the country has the right to punish you. It's the same thing with a child. If you have an animal and don't treat an animal with authority, the authority of a human over an animal, the animal's wild. The animal's destructive. It's a bull in a china closet. You know, it's just going to destroy everything. It's, you keep a bull where a bull needs to be. You don't bring the bull into the house. Some people do that, but I don't understand it. But what God is asking of us is to think holy thoughts, speak holy thoughts, speak holy truths. When somebody is, see, the evil one lies to us continuously. He says, it's like if somebody steals and gets in the habit of stealing, they eventually say, I'm a thief. I'm no good. All I can do is evil. And no, with Jesus, you can be redeemed. You have been redeemed. He now can bring you to a greater part of this redemption, and that is entering into sanctification. So when you say something, don't use negative words. Try not to use negative words. Try to be positive in every situation that you're speaking. And the reason for that is there's blessings that can occur. There's blessings that can happen. I remember with art, some people are talented. Some people have a less of a talent in art. And I remember one time it's been a number of times, when something would be drawn and there would be something good on that paper that the person was drawing. So what you have to do is you have to find the good. Okay. Like I remember this one woman, she was an elderly woman at the time and she drew, but she had this really interesting line that she could draw. And I told her, focus on this, what you're doing here, because when she would display her work, everybody would go, oh, you know, there's something wrong with this. But she became like a Mama Moses in the area because she could draw and then paint in such a unique way that people loved it. People just loved the way she drew. But in the class, she was not the perfect perfection that you would think in art. She had a design. She had a way. She had a manner that what she put down on paper was very, very beautiful, was interesting. And I was always astonished that, you know, just by being positive, I mean, most people, you're not good at this, get out. You know, I like when I sing, people say, keep your day job. Don't try to sing. But what God is saying to us, to Louisa, is when you unite yourself with him, with your heart, your mind, your soul, everything becomes good. So when we become one with Christ, our intellect, memory, and will change. We're not the miserable human being that we possibly were until this point. So produces many lives of holy thoughts, Jesus says. This is what he is asking. He's asking us to have his thoughts in our minds, his words in our mouth. So he says, when the soul unites with my eyes, she produces many lives of holy glances in the creatures. In the same way, if she unites with my mouth, she gives life to the words. She gives hope. She gives joy. She gives confidence. And that's the life of Jesus. That's the life of Mary. And this is what God is asking of us. He's asking us to enter into this abundant life so that all those around us become joy-filled. Now, that doesn't mean you're nice. It's you speak the truth in love. You speak the truth if you ever watch the internet and somebody has these dogs and there's like 20 dogs and they're all sitting at attention and the person calls one dog to come in at a time to get their food. That's amazing to me. I know a person that has one dog, can't control that dog at all. The dog is in charge of the house. A cat, as a matter of fact, a cat is in charge of the house. And what Jesus is asking of us, he's asking us to discipline ourselves. We're wild. Children are beautiful, but wild. They're and they need to be directed. They need to be taught. So Jesus is saying to us, unite your thoughts with my thoughts, and great things are going to happen to all of humanity. Unite your mouth with my mouth. Give life to your words. Unite yourself to my sacred heart. Your heart will begin to love like Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. Unite with my desires, Jesus says, and your desires will become holy and good and saintly. Unite with my hands so that everything that you do is Jesus doing it in us. Unite with my steps so everywhere you walk, Jesus is with you. And the soul will give a life for every heartbeat, a life to every desire, to every action, to every step. But holy lives, Jesus says, since I contain within me, Jesus says, creative power. He is the creator, creative power. And therefore the soul, together with me, creates and does whatever I, God, do. That's the likeness of God that God is calling us to. So when you speak, discipline yourself. Some people curse. That's a cursing is a thing that just flows out of their mouth. It's wild. It's disruptive. So when you meet someone just who's cursing, especially using the Lord's name in vain, you have a right to say, you know, this offends me and you're offending my God. And I please stop. And again, if they don't stop, you don't get angry. It's like, this is something that it's a maturing that the other person will do. Yes. Okay. If this offends you, then I will stop. It's a discipline where you don't let things continue. For example, what the church teaches. The church teaches that we're supposed to follow the teachings of the Catholic Church. You know, God is trying to get us ready for this new and divine way of holiness. And he's asking us, pleading with us to really begin to live this abundant life. And he needs us to really become one with him, fused with him in his holy divine will. This is what God is asking. He's asking us to discipline ourselves, discipline this wild animal that causes a lot of trouble. Each and every one of us. How many times do you say, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. I should be more patient. I should be more kind. I should be more gentle. It's Jesus is saying this. He says, let my creative power reign in you. Together with me, you can create and do whatever I, God, do. You can enter into this life. This is what Our Lady did. Now he says, this union with me, part to me, mind to mind, heart to heart. Okay, so part to part, mind to mind, heart to heart. This is what God is asking. Live this being act is today, Lord God Almighty. I want to fuse myself with you, Lord, in the divine will. I want to fuse myself with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By fusing myself with you, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, I want to read, study, and put into practice the truths that you have taught, Louisa. I want to enter into this abundant life that you gave to Louisa. I want to really begin to enter this new and divine way of holiness, which is not new at all. It's the oldest thing that God gave to humanity, gave to Adam. It's to return back to the life that Adam lost. But even more than Adam, we have now the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So he says, this union with me, with your heart, your mind, your soul, produces in you the highest degree, the life of my will, the life of my love, the life of my light. It's the triune God reigning in us. So then we begin to pray the rounds. We begin to recognize all the I love yous in creation. We begin to recognize all the I love yous in redemption, the what Jesus and Mary have done. Even like I've mentioned before, the Rosary of Tears. When you enter into the Rosary of Tears, you're saying to Jesus, you know, heal me, heal my family, heal the world because of the tears of Mary. You know, look at her tears. Look at how she longs for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. And with that little prayer that you pray with the Rosary of Tears, what happens at that point is everything begins to change. God is with us. I mean, he really is with us. And there's nothing that God can't do. He could do everything. So he says, with this union with me, with your heart, your mind, your soul, you produces in you the highest degree of life of my life, love of my love, light of my light. The Father is formed in this divine will and the Holy Spirit in his love, while the Son is formed by the operation, by the words, the works, the thoughts, and by all the rest that can come from this divine will, from this divine love. Here is the Trinity in the souls. So your first thing in the morning is, I want to link myself with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God's going to say, how are you going to do this? By what you have taught, Louisa. So it's you, Jesus, you, Mary, you, Louisa, that I want to listen to teach me to surrender to the Holy Trinity as Our Lady did, to live in the Holy Trinity. This is the life I want. And God goes, good. He goes, good. How are you going to do this? And it's, well, I want to pray the rounds. You asked that I learn how to pray the rounds. Help me learn how to pray the rounds. Let that be my prayer. Let that be my life. As it was your life, Jesus, and it was Our Lady's life that you gave to Louisa. God's going to say, good. How are you going to do that now? And it's like, why are you going to do this? It's, I want to enter into the single act, the prime act of God. I want to enter into that fiat of let there be light, the fiat of the fiat mihi, let it be done to me, as you say, as the fiat voluntas tua as you taught Louisa, I want to enter into this life of Jesus and Mary through Louisa. And then God's going to say, good. Now, why do you want to do this? And it's like, it's always, he's saying, good. Tell me more. Why do you want this? How come you want this? Why do you desire this? What does Jesus say? He says, it will produce in you the highest degree, the life of my divine will, the life of my divine love, the life of my divine light. The Father is formed in this will that saying, let God reign in me. Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in his love will enter into this ocean of love that God wants you to dive into. You become that drop of water that's put into the chalice filled with wine that the priest says every day, may we share in the divinity of Christ. And then Jesus says, it's the Son who formed by the operation, your words, your works, your thoughts, and by all the rest that can come out of this will from this divine love that the Holy Spirit, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. Here is the Trinity in the soul. So then you go through and then finally, you say to the Lord in your prevenient act, the final thing is, I want this more than anything. And God goes, what do you mean by that? And you go, I want to live in the divine will. I want nothing more of earth. I only want that of heaven. And God goes, why do you want nothing of earth and only of heaven? Because that's what you said. You want your kingdom to reign in on earth, this dust as it is in heaven. God goes, good. So in this way, Jesus says, we need to operate. It is indifferent whether we operate with the Trinity in heaven or within the Holy Trinity on earth in our souls. He wants us to return back to him. The human misery is misery. How many times when the hate, the anger, the cursing, the swearing that comes out just leads people to oppression. I mean, it destroys people. It destroys children. What God is saying to us now is, I want you to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, by being what? Filled with peace, joy, and happiness, living heaven on earth. So the Lord is looking at us and he's really asking, are you ready to begin? And see, each day is a new beginning. Each day is a new beginning, a new day. And we wake up from sleep and it's a new day to what? To begin to live this life, this light, this love of God. This is what the divine will is. The divine will, your soul, your body, your mind, your heart, your family, your nation, the world can't be the same anymore. As you begin to live this, everything is changing in the world. You become joy filled. It's not doom and gloom. It's not like watching the news. The news is the bad news. The good news is the book of heaven. The good news is the kingdom is coming on earth. This dust. Breathe in me this dust. When you breathe, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. When your heart beat in my heart beating. When you walk in my walking. When you gaze in my gazing, listen in my listening, speak in my speaking. I want you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life. Volume 11, December 17th, 1914. Then you have to let my divine will permeate all of your being. He wants us to be like a sponge soaking in, if you want to say, the life of Jesus, the life of Mary. That's what Louisa did. Spent all her attention to letting the divine will penetrate into all of her being. That's the glory of Louisa. And now what God is asking, he said, are you willing to have this happen to you? So Jesus says, Louisa, and to us now, you have to let my divine will permeate all of your being. And my divine will, which contains all of my divine life, will form the true and perfect consecration. See, now he told Saint Faustina, I want you to be a living host. He shows Louisa how and why you must become a living host. He says, He says, listen, and again, this is volume 11. This is now he's beginning to teach how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. You must let your my divine will permeate all of your being. And my divine will, which contains all of divine life, will form true and perfect consecration. Therefore, there will be no more life for human thought, but only the thought of my most holy divine will. Nothing more of earth. I want that, only that of heaven. I want to think the way you think. I want to understand the way you want me to understand. I want nothing of the human. I want only that of the divine. Therefore, there will be no more life for your human thought, but only for the thought of my divine will, which will consecrate my divine wisdom inside your mind. You see how this is much different than what the saints did. The saints learned how to do the will of God. Now it's how to live in the will of God. No more life for what is human. No more weakness, no more inconstancy, because my divine will, Jesus says, shall form the consecration of the divine life, of divine fortitude, of divine firmness, and of all that I am. We're returning back to what Adam was before the fall. Image and likeness of God. That fallen nature is going to be gone. That's why, what does scripture say? It says, what we are now is children of God. What we will become, we do not know, but what we do know is we will become like him because we will see him as he is. He says, no more life for what is human. No more weakness, no more inconstancy, because my divine will shall form the consecration of divine life, divine fortitude, of divine firmness, and of all that I am. Being one with God, as we were supposed to from the beginning. Why did he create us? So that we could be like him. He's God. We're humans. We're creatures. And he loves us so much that he says, I want to share with you my divinity. I want to give to you as much as you want, who I am. This is joy. This is everything. When John Paul II said that, I remember it was back years ago, he said, the divine will is everything. Those are his words. And I went, is he reading the book of heaven? The divine will is everything. So he says, each time you let your human will flow into mine, that means I surrender my human will. I don't want this anymore. I want your divine will to reign in convenient. I, God, will the consecration of your desires. What do you desire? What do you want? What do you truly want? What do you truly desire? If it is God, you're on the right track. If it's the things of the earth, everything on the earth is going to go the way of the world. And the way of the world is the final purification. Everything's going to be gone. Fire from heaven is coming down. That's the Sacred Heart of Jesus. That's the Immaculate Heart of Mary is going to come to the earth to consume the world in the love of God. What is going to be there is the love of God, the life of God, the light of God. I renew the consecration of your desires and all that you are and all that you can do. See, he says, you're going to become my divine masterpiece. For me, Jesus says, for God, for the Father, for the glory of the Father, the honor of the Father, the glory of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Again, each time you let your divine will flow into the divine will, I, God, will renew the consecration of your desires and all of that you are and all that you can do. There's with God, there is no limit. There is no limit. It's to trust in him and to watch him work. That's the divine will. I will renew the consecration of desires and all that you are and all that you can do. And I will continue my life in you as if in a living host, not a dead one, like hosts without me. So here Jesus is showing us how to do this. Okay. It's a surrender to God. it's entering into the divine will. Now, again, he told this to St. Faustina, and he shows Luisa how he wants us to do this. Volume 11, September 8th, 1916. My daughter, for as long as the soul is in my divine will, so much of divine life can she say she lives on earth. So, okay, he's asking us, are you willing to let go of your misery, your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, your doubts, your sin? Are you willing to let go of that? Enter into my divine will. You'll have so much divine life that you live on earth, but you're really living in heaven. How I like it when I, God, see that the soul enters into my divine will to live divine life in the divine will. It's a new way of living, a new and divine way of holiness. Jesus says, I like very much to see souls keep in my humanity did in the divine will. So that's Jesus praying my praying. That's Jesus breathing my breathing. That's Jesus walking my walking. That's Jesus praying my praying. I like it, Jesus says, when I see souls enter into my divine will, to live in the divine will. It's just the beginning. Like we said yesterday or last night, it's an atom that we begin to live. It's just a tiny bit. That fullness, when that happens, it's going to knock the socks off. Everyone will be Catholic. Everyone will be a living host. That hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. So he's saying, you, every time you enter in, it's another atom that you're entering into this new life. He says, I received Holy Communion. Jesus says, I received myself in the will of the Father. And that's teaching us how to receive Holy Communion. I want to receive Holy Communion, Jesus, when you receive the host. I want to receive this as you did at the Last Supper. I want to repeat what your holy humanity did in me. And it is not only repairing everything, but finding the divine immensity, the divine all-seeingness of everything and of everyone in the divine will. And then Jesus says, and when I received communion, I embraced everyone. And I gave communion to everyone. And seeing that many would not take part in the sacramental life that the Father was offering for humanity, for they did not want to receive my life, I, Jesus says, gave to the Father the satisfaction and the glory if all had received Holy Communion. So that's the next step. I want to receive as you received Jesus at the Last Supper, so that I can receive worthily, you in me and I in you. Okay, it's why? So that every human being, every soul that was conceived can receive you, Jesus. So why? To give to the Father the satisfaction and the glory as if all received Holy Communion. Giving to the Father the satisfaction and the glory of a divine life for each soul, past, present, and future. I want to receive Holy Communion for Adam every day. I want him to participate in this. I want to receive Holy Communion for Moses. I, Jesus, in the name of everyone and everything, you know, I come to you in the divine will so everyone can receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Everyone, it would be as if everyone had the awareness and the love and the desire to receive you in Holy Communion. The face of the earth is changing. God looks at the earth and he hears our prayer and he hears all of humanity, every soul that was conceived, praying that prayer. There's no limit to God. Don't limit God. Well, God can't do that. God is God. And he says, Luis, I want everyone to receive me. How can everyone receive him? He said, I did this at the Last Supper. Now I'm asking you to enter into this life. Why? So that everyone, it will be as if everyone received Holy Communion, giving full satisfaction to the Father, full glory to the Father, for a divine life that each one will begin to live. See, that's what Jesus did on the cross. He redeemed all of humanity. And now Jesus is saying, I want the opportunity for everyone to enter into sanctification. If you're worried about your family, Start living in the divine will. Really, the fullness isn't here yet. I just got to remember, it's every thought, every word that's holy and good and saintly. That this is why Jesus said, when you enter into this, I am there. When you receive Holy Communion the way I receive communion, and that's how that's why Jesus is teaching us this. Many people just receive communion, go back, and they don't even think. God wants us to begin to think with his understanding from a divine perspective. He says, in seeing that many in the world would not take part in the sacramental life that my Father offered through me, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, was offended, for they did not want to receive my life. Jesus says, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. This is the word, was chewing, drinking, consuming. And he says, with this, Jesus says, I gave to the Father the satisfaction, the glory, as if all had received Holy Communion. And now that Jesus is asking us to do the same thing. Communion is going to change. Jesus, wait to see the power of the Holy Eucharist, Jesus says, when the divine will reigns. We haven't seen anything yet. We're going to become what we eat. We're going to, what we see, we're going to be like. See, what God has got planned, again, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. What God has got planned is a new and divine way of holiness. And this is the time now for sanctification. When people are doom and glooming out there, read the Book of Heaven. There's no more doom and glooming. Everything's going to be great. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And God has to say to each person, what do you want? If you want hell, I'm sorry, I have to give you hell. If that's your desire. If you want heaven, if that's your desire, I have to give you heaven. But again, I want to fill you to overflowing, Jesus says. I don't want you just to give a drop of heaven. I want you to dive into this infinite ocean of love and drown, never leaving love, never leaving light, never leaving life. I want you to participate in this divine life, Jesus says, this new and divine way of holiness. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that all be healed in the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.